Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, for this hour, where we're going to have to do open lines because the regularly scheduled guest is sort of, canceled out. So we're certainly going to talk a little bit about what's going on over in Iraq. And if you have anything you'd like to say, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Do you think we should be in Iraq? Do you think that they're winning in Iraq, as the president says? Do you think that we're going to be able to bring democracy to the people and create a stable society? Or do you think that everything we're doing over there is designed to continue the chaos and prevent our military from achieving victory? Well, apparently Rush Limbaugh recently had made some very derogatory remarks about the soldiers who've come home from Iraq who object to the war and think it was the wrong war. And he really questioned their patriotism. And, of course, this is very easy for Rush Limbaugh to say with his 600 stations and his $30, $40, $50 million a year salary criticize the people who've come back from Iraq who say that we're just not winning the war and we're never going to be able to win the war. Well, I wonder if he would have the courage to make that statement to General Ricardo Sanchez, the former commanding officer in Iraq who took over in 2003 and was there at least until 2005 and 2006. And it was on the 12th of October that he gave a press conference, and he just simply said that we are not, and we never have been, fully committed to winning the war in Iraq. He said and I'm quoting here, is a nightmare with no end in sight. He said that our government was presenting a catastrophically flawed, unrealistic, optimistic war plan. And then he said he was convinced the American effort in Iraq was failing the day after he took command in June of 2003 and added, the war policy has stripped senior military officers of responsibility and thus thrust the armed services into an intractable position in Iraq. Let me read that quotation again. The war policy, and he's speaking now in Iraq, has stripped senior military officers of responsibility and thus thrust the armed services into an intractable position in Iraq, and added, the best thing we can do with a flawed approach is stave off defeat. The best thing we can do with a flawed approach is stave off defeat. Without bipartisan cooperation, we're destined to fail. There's nothing going on in Washington that would give us hope. And then General Sanchez went on, after more than 4 years of fighting, America continues its desperate struggle in Iraq without any concerted effort to devise a strategy that will achieve victory in that war-torn country or in the greater conflict against extremism. And then he cited the battle against extremism and said that extremism is the greatest threat we face today. But, of course, I don't believe that's true. I believe that the whole extremist movement has been created by our own government with the help of the Wahhabi regime there in Saudi Arabia. In fact, who is it that's financing the al-Qaeda soldiers who are fighting in Iraq? Well, we were just watching a frontline program, I think it was Monday evening on PBS, and they were simply pointing out that, you know, it was Saudi Arabia, it was our allies who were funding the al-Qaeda who were killing our men. But why should we be surprised? In Vietnam, we funded the Russians who funded the North Vietnamese, who funded the Viet Cong, who killed our boys. It's all a game. Give us a call, 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call right now.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show the victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now, our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last year. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website or more information, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal. An irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have the best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, I was just quoting from General Ricardo Sanchez, and you know, it's really very interesting. He gave his press conference on the 12th of October. It discussed maybe for a day, but you could not find the entire text of what he said. It took me about an hour on the internet to actually find the full text of what he said. Lots of people would tell you what General Sanchez said about the sand trap that we're in, the quicksand we're in there in Iraq, but they've managed to very cleverly prevents you from finding the entire text. So we eventually did get it, and we think it's a very important speech. And in fact, we're going to use that as our newsletter. That'll be not October newsletter, but the November newsletter, and you'll certainly want to get that. Well, what do you think? Do you think that this General Sanchez really does know what he's talking about? Do you think that all we need is more troops over there? Do you think that's going to solve the problem? And, of course, what General Sanchez is really saying is the military have not been allowed to fight this war. And, of course, this is exactly what happened in Vietnam. There's a book called Shears and Tears, and it's written by a Marine general who was actually with the members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff who went to see Lyndon Johnson, I believe it was 1964, probably, or 65, to tell him how they could win the war over there. And Johnson listened to them and then began to swear and yell and scream. This is the President of the United States. And this Marine general said, you know, he'd never heard such vile and offensive and horrible language as Lyndon Johnson berated the members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff for wanting to try to win the war. in Vietnam. And now if those men had had the courage of their conviction, they all would have submitted their resignations and told the public the truth, but they didn't. And the war went on for another 6 or 8 bloody years. And thousands, tens of thousands of American boys died for absolutely nothing in a war that we never intended to win. And we do not intend to win the war in Iraq. And if you understand that, you understand already what's going on today. The wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are being fought for far different purposes than you've ever been allowed to know. And those of you who may have heard my interview with General Mike DeLong, who was a 3-star Marine general, who was the assistant commandant of CENTCOM, which was the central command in Tampa, Florida, that they were in charge, of course, the whole of the Middle East, both before the 9/11 attack and during the 9/11 attack and afterwards. And those of you who heard my interview, and I asked General DeLong, I said, well, Sidney, I mean, it seems to me, you know, that if we look back on what happened on September 11th, here we have 15 Saudi Arabians armed with box knives or box cutters. And then, of course, they come from Saudi Arabia, and then, of course, they're led by Osama bin Laden, who is a Saudi Arabian, and that his family is Saudi Arabian, and a lot of the funding for this whole world terrorist movement comes from Saudi Arabia. Don't you think maybe we would have been better off to attack Saudi Arabia than Afghanistan? Of course, I said that was sort of tongue-in-cheek. But the response I got really was, I think, one of the most significant things I've heard in a long time. Because the man who was vice chief in charge of the CENTCOM, the American military command in the Middle East, said, we did not go into Afghanistan to get Osama bin Laden. Of course, I'd asked why we didn't capture Osama bin Laden. You know, and Sidney, we had him trapped there at Tora Bora. We thought we did. And so why didn't we really go after Osama bin Laden? And his response was, well, it would have been nice if we could have gotten Osama bin Laden, but we did not go into the battle to get Osama bin Laden. We did not attack Afghanistan to get Osama bin Laden. We went there to change the government. Now, what was the government? What was the Taliban government that the United States had been funding ever since its inception back in 1994? In fact, if you listened, if you can get this still on the Internet, President Bush's September 20th, 2001 address to the nation, where he will tell you the United States was the largest source of humanitarian aid for Afghanistan, that was the Taliban. Why were we financing the wicked Taliban on one hand and then going to attack them to try to replace their government with the other? Well, it's very, very simple. We wanted to put an oil line across Afghanistan, and the Taliban wouldn't give us permission to do it. And so we set out to destroy them. That's how the game is played. But you have to have an excuse to get the American people to go along with the use of the military. And wasn't it convenient that Osama bin Laden, had his Saudi Arabian terrorists attack the United States? In fact, it was the day after the plan for the attack on Afghanistan was completed. If you have any question about that, why, there's a book written by Thomas Keane and Lee Hamilton. It's called Without Precedent. And there, of course, in that book, and I believe it's on page 160, Donald Rumsfeld says that the plan to attack Afghanistan was completed just the day before we... the 9/11 attack. Isn't that a coincidence? Do you honestly believe that was just happenstance? Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call. Our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. I want to know what you think about the war in Iraq and Afghanistan and whether you think it was a good idea or not to begin with. Well, the important thing is, what should we do now? How should we approach it? How are we going to get our men out of there with honor? Should we simply abandon the country? Will there be chaos if we were to pull out? Well, I would like to hear what you have to say. Our number is 1-800-259-5791. But, of course, we hope that many of you will want to get hold of the speech that was given by General Sanchez and read it through. So let me just briefly read it through, and we seem to have a lot of somebody is running another radio program simultaneously here, which is extremely distressing. Somebody is running another radio program simultaneously here. Would somebody please call the station, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And ask them if they turn off that other program that they're running. Here it is. We're trying to get the truth out, or maybe that's why they're running the other program. So we can't get the truth out. Well, anyway, this is what this General Sanchez said. As we all know, war is an extension of politics. And when a nation goes to war, it must bring to bear all the elements of power in order to win. War fighting is not solely the responsibility of the military commander, unless he has been given the responsibility and the resources to synchronize the political, economic, and informational power of the nation. So who is responsible for developing the grand strategy that will allow America to emerge victorious from this generational struggle against extremism? After more than 4 years of fighting, America continues its desperate struggle in Iraq without any concerted effort to divine a strategy that will achieve victory in this war. And then he goes on to say that from a catastrophically flawed, unrealistically optimistic war plan to the administration's latest surge strategy, this administration has failed to employ and synchronize its political, economic, and military power. The latest revised strategy is a desperate attempt by the administration that has not accepted the political and economic realities of this war, and they have definitely not communicated that reality to the American people. And even worse and more disturbing assessment is that America cannot achieve the political consensus necessary to devise a grand strategy that will synchronize and commit our national power to achieve victory in Iraq. Some of you have heard me talk about. Oh, do we have a caller? Harvey from Florida. Okay, Harvey, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, hello, Dr. Stan.
Fine. What are your thoughts?
Well, this Sanchez confession, basically. I was surprised that it was only in the news for about maybe 2 hours, and then it disappeared. But, you know, I don't even think that Mr. Sanchez, whatever, I think he was a general, I don't think he even understands that they're not supposed to win.
No, I don't think he does either, but I think he's a loyal and patriotic military officer who's just frustrated because he wasn't allowed to win. That was the thing, and this is what he's saying. We weren't allowed to win.
Well, they don't make as much money, and they're not going to get the oil by winning. I mean, just like you said, so many boys died for nothing in Vietnam, but the fact is that there were a tremendous amount of people that made a fortune.
Sure.
And once again, now they're into the trillions with that they've made on this war so far. So certain people win by losing. As a matter of fact, I was looking at some real estate the other day, and the salesman confessed to me basically saying that, well, there are a lot of people that are making a lot of money and they're buying these apartments that were well over $1 million for cash, but they don't like to talk about it, but they're basically war profiteers.
Well, I can certainly believe that. Certainly we know that many of these companies over there have gotten contracts without any competitive bidding. Companies like Halliburton, which of course has been paying Dick Cheney a deferred salary. Now, somebody might think that was a bribe, but no, it's not a bribe. It's just a deferred salary. Whether he's still getting it or not, I don't know, but he got it for years after he became vice president. And where was the outcry of indignation from the New York Times and the Washington Post and the ones who are usually so critical?
I was just on the Halliburton site looking at their financials. As a matter of fact, the new CEO of Halliburton and the president of Halliburton just cashed in like $100 million worth of shares. The stock was $7 when Bush came to power and headed towards the garbage heap because of the asbestos lawsuits, and now it reached a new high the other day of $47. And then they gave them, after they cashed in $100 million worth of shares, they gave themselves some nice stock options at $13 a share.
Isn't that nice? Well, I think that people have to understand this is corruption, but I think, of course, Iraq is simply a stepping stone to war with Iran, which is a stepping stone to a war with the Islamic world, and the class of civilizations, the class of civilizations written about by Samuel Huntington. May God protect us. Hey, do you want to hang on till afterwards? We'll be right back.
Sure.
Ted Anders from Midas, October 25th, 2007, gold 768.20. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $791.72, $390.30 for half, $195.15 for quarter. That's $791.72, $390.30, $195.15.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Space in this country is so full of gullible fools. I mean, here's a guy that's a mass murderer of the highest order, comes from a long line and associates of mass murderers, and he's going around. around California showing how concerned he is about the little people. I mean, that's
how the game is played. And when you understand that, I mean, it gives hypocrisy a bad name. Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate your call.
Let's
go to Bob, who's calling from Idaho. Bob, are you there?
Yeah, gives hypocrisy a bad name. I guess that's a quote that we'll have to remember. Anyway, Dr. Stan, we do appreciate your program and taking my call. What's your feeling? It would seem to me that our flanks, you know, where we're most vulnerable, are economics. And it seems like the Seven Sisters, the oil companies, and their derivatives most of them have moved offshore now, haven't they? So they can get away from anti-monopoly laws.
Well, no, basically we have two of the Seven Sisters here, and basically they've consolidated so much that now the five sisters are Conoco, Exxon, Chevron, Royal Dutch, Shell, and BP. Those are the five largest oil companies in the world. And certainly they are international corporations. But, you know, even if they do violate our laws, they're above the law. I mean, these are the people who control the politicians, who control the political parties, who control the CIA. So they don't really have to worry about violating laws.
Well, we enjoyed your guest yesterday. What did he say? That the cost of production of oil in the Mideast was about $4 a barrel and $3
right.
a barrel in Alaska. But anyway, you talked about George Hansen there, too. He does live in Pocatello, Idaho, and he is not well, but I guess you remember when he was trying to get some justice for the little guy before the consortium got a hold of him. But in the present situation, what do you feel? That is there any particular candidate that you would throw in with? Or
there's only one candidate there that's worthwhile backing. That's Ron Paul.
Well, obviously, well, I don't know if it's obvious to you, but it would seem to me anyway that Ron Paul, unless he can come up with a strategy, and don't get me wrong, I have followed and supported Ron Paul for his constitutional and economic reforms for a number of years, and even gave him some support back when he was a Libertarian candidate. But I think for us to pull out of the Middle East and let it fall into, well, I guess you're probably aware because you've got your ear to the ground, but Brezhnev made the statement years ago that he wanted to control the mineral wealth of South Africa and the oil of the Middle East. And it looks to me, if we would go yanking out of there, that Mr. Putin and would have a more or less the throttle hold on the Middle East oil, which I'm not sure the oil companies wouldn't like that. They would also profiteer from the whole thing too, wouldn't they?
Well, Bob, I think you're missing the whole thing. I mean, don't you remember when the president, our president, looked into Putin's eyes and saw his soul and knew it was a man who could be trusted? You have to understand that we have actually been financing Russia since going back to 1917 and 1918. And if you haven't read the little pamphlet we've got put together, very inexpensive, called The Communist Capitalist Alliance, I mean, you have to understand that there is no conflict between communism and capitalism. It's all put on. It's all created. It's all showbiz. And the idea that, oh, we can't have the communists there, that's why we've got to continue putting our boys over there. That's why we were in Vietnam. You remember, we were fighting communism? And all the while, we were financing the Russians, we were financing the North Vietnamese, we were financing the Viet Cong, and we're killing our boys. This is like deja vu all over again. No, nothing as it appears to be. And if we had time, we could go into the background of what's really going on. But because behind everything, there is a cosmic plan. There's a spiritual plan. And I believe that the next major move is going to be an attack on Iran, which will precipitate a war with the Islamic world and perhaps World War III. That's what it's really all about. And if we don't get out of Iraq, why, of course, we're going to lose everything. And I will back of Ron Paul, because he's the only honest man there. You don't have any other choices.
Can I talk about Cleon Skousen's book, Naked Capitalist?
All right, you can. You're going to have to hang on here. We'll be glad to I'll let you talk about that when we get back, okay?
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Terrorism. Terrorism. Chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, we've got Bob calling from Idaho, and he wants to talk about Cleon Skousen's book, The Naked Capitalist. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Dr. Stanley, for those that haven't read that book, Cleon Skousen was a special assistant to J. Edgar Hoover, and he was in charge of the special collection of Hoover's spying, whatever, secret files, but on individuals, but... Yeah, this Naked Capitalist book, I'm sure you've crossed it. It was a synopsis of Carol Quigley's
work? Professor Carol Quigley's work, right.
Yes, and essentially he documented a lot of things you said, that the things had been puzzling to him, you know, during the World War II years as to why there were always American industrialists that could be... contacted for high-ranking Reds to get their Moscow's line when they couldn't get it straight from Moscow. But anyway, it was fairly interesting to see, you know, capitalism and communism enmeshed at high levels, and certainly during World War One, when Lenin was given the money to go in and to Russia, when the Kerensky Republic was overthrown by a couple of men and Maxim guns in the Duma in the Kerensky Republic. Actually, you could go back to the time of Karl Marx and Frederick Engels, and who who is putting the gold behind them and also go back and find some.
Bob, the thing is, I probably know more about Quigley than anybody else. I spent many weeks back at Georgetown University going through his papers, and he was a brilliant historian. And he simply pointed out that all these people who thought that the fact that we were doing everything we could to help the communists, to bring the communists to power in China and to turn over Eastern Europe to them, the fact that people thought this was because we had communists working in our government was ridiculous. It wasn't communists working in our government. It was the members of the Council on Foreign Relations, this Anglo-American establishment that he was describing that was really the force behind everything and was actually helping communism at every turn. But what Professor Quigley totally missed, and believe me, he's a lot smarter than I will ever be, but what he totally missed was the spiritual forces that energized these people, going all the way back to Cecil Rhodes and the secret society he created. But of course, he didn't understand that Cecil Rhodes and his move towards more government was simply another one of the manifestations of this age-old plan that has been passed down through the mystery religions for 5,000 years. So, I mean, if you really believe that there's a conflict between communism and capitalism, you're falling into their trap. The Lucis Trust, really used to be the Lucifer Publishing House, has put out a tract. It's called The Spiritual Hierarchy. We have this, and actually part of this will be in our talk on the planned police state, where they tell you that they have high-ranking people in both the East and the West. In other words, their people are planted in key positions in both the communist government and our government. When you understand that, then everything makes sense. Hey, I can let you go because we got a whole board full of people.
Anyway, sure, and you might take that back to George Washington when he talking about the Weishaupt faction grabbing hold of Freemasonry.
You're absolutely right. But remember, Weishaupt was simply another manifestation of the mystery of religions. Thanks very much for calling, and let's go to Andre, who's calling from Missouri. Hi, Andre.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine.
Now, did I guess your name? Is it Andy or Andre?
It's Audrey.
Audrey, okay.
Anyway, I called to ask you, did you see Frontline Tuesday night?
Did I see Frontline? Yes, I did. That was excellent.
Well, what about Iran?
Right, right. And yeah. I think the most interesting part of that was that they pointed out that Ahmadinejad, Ahmadinejad, have come from the Revolutionary Guard. What most people don't understand is the Revolutionary Guard that came forward at that time was simply the Shah's old secret police. And the Shah's old secret police were trained by the Central Intelligence Agency. So is it possible there's a connection between Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and the Central Intelligence Agency, and he's playing his part and making all these ridiculous statements and doing everything he can to precipitate a war because the people working behind the scenes really want to justify a war with Iran?
Well, they said that Iran helped them clear out. You remember when they said they had the Taliban... They had them all cleared out at one time?
Yeah, in other words, basically what the statement was that Iran had helped the United States when we attacked Afghanistan. Iran was America's ally, helping them to defeat the Taliban. That's absolutely right.
Well,
I mean, the Iranians don't want a war with America, and the Americans don't want a war with Iran. But the people in our invisible government and this small little group of wicked people who wrote Iran do want a war because they want to plunge the world into truly a holocaust, into what George Bush referred to the other day as World War III.
Well, do you ever watch that Middle East news?
No, I don't. I very seldom watch television, but I thought that was an important enough program to watch.
Well, I do watch it, and there's been over 5,000 Palestinians killed since Bush has been in office.
Well, I'm not surprised. But remember, of course, we are funding these, we're training the Palestinian terrorists on one hand and financing the Israelis on the other. Why would we fund and train the Palestinian terrorists and then, of course, you know, fund the Israelis who are fighting them? We're going to be doing an interview with a fellow named Aaron Klein, who's written a book called Snoozing with the Terrorists. Snoozing with the Terrorists, and I think he'll be on next week or the week after that. He's the Israeli correspondent for WorldNet Daily, and he's talked to the Palestinians and the hardline terrorists, all trained with your tax money.
Well, there was a guy, I didn't think of his name, you know, they have funny names, long names, insight I could think of it, but he won the Global Zionist Award. And he was on Middle East News, on the IBA News, and he had asked Bush if they would attack Iran or Israel, and let Bush them attack Iran, and Israel was going to attack Syria. And they had it fixed up for this fall. Well, this is fall. And he said that Bush didn't say what he would or not, but he said, I think he will before he leaves office. It looked better for the United States to attack Iran than for Israel.
But you have to understand that the government of Israel does not represent the Israeli people. It represents the Council on Foreign Relations, and Olmert and Barak and Peres are all tied into the international globalists. And they're not independent at all. They're told what to do, and my fear is that this coming war is going to bring terrible suffering and terrible destruction to Israel. And you have to understand the spiritual forces are really behind this, Audrey, because basically Lucifer hates Jews. And if you read the Luciferian writings of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky and Alice Bailey and the other theosophists and Luciferians, an intense hatred of blacks and Jews. And there, I believe one reason they wanted Israel was to get all the Jews there so they could kill them all. And that's the last thing that I certainly want to see happen. But I believe that this is the plan. I don't think they're going to succeed. But I think that the idea that the Israeli people are behind what's going on, the Israeli people are controlled by a government that's not answerable to them, that is giving up their land, it's given up Gaza, it's trying to give up Judea and Samaria, it's given up certainly most of the West Bank so far. Why, if these people really control Washington, D.C., would they be giving up the land there? And it's because the people who are really in charge hate Jews and they hate Israel. Even though some of these people profess to be Jewish, I believe they're Sabbatean Jews or satanic Jews who answer to a different God.
Well, about 2 years ago, I seen Putin and the president of China, or whatever he is called.
I mean, who? And who? Who? His name was who? Go ahead.
Putin and the leader of China, and they said, they made a deal, and they said that if Bush attacked one more country over there, they were coming in.
Well, I think that's a frightening prospect that we could be on the edge of World War III, and the average American has no concept of what's going on. In fact, it was within the last week, President Bush gave a press conference, and he said if we want to avoid World War III, we have to keep Iran from getting a nuclear bomb. Now, he knows that Iran will not be able to make a nuclear bomb for 5 to 10 years, but he wants a justification to attack now. And he's not trying to avoid World War III. He's trying to precipitate World War III.
Yes.
But they can't tell the American people that any more than they can tell them the truth about why we attacked Afghanistan, which had nothing to do with getting Osama bin Laden. And anybody who doubts that, we have an article that was published in the Washington Times on October 5th or 6th, of 2001, where a high-ranking government official said, we're not going in there to get Osama bin Laden. Our policy is not Osama bin Laden first. Our policy is Osama bin Laden last. If we were to capture or kill Osama bin Laden, how would we justify the war? And he's speaking of the war with Afghanistan. We'll be glad to provide any of our listeners a copy of that article. We have it. If you call us at 1-800-544-8927, they lied to us about why we went into Afghanistan. They lied about why we went into Iraq. And they're lying about why we are going to attack Iran. And if we do, may God have mercy on this country, although I'm not sure he will.
And Israel.
Amen. Anything else?
Well, this just is going to be terrible. That's all I can say.
Well, this is why we tell people, of course, to begin making preparations for the difficult times. Make your financial preparations. Get your food and health supplies on hand. But also prepare spiritually, because the only thing that's going to see any of us through here is our personal relationship with our Lord. And believe me, this is the only thing that will sustain us in truly difficult times. We may lose everything. We may end up in those concentration camps that Halliburton is building, or in the Japanese concentration camps they're refurbishing. They're refurbishing them, so we would never want the American people to forget how terrible it was to put American citizens into concentration camps, and that's why we're refurbishing the Japanese concentration camps. Do you honestly believe that? Anything else before we let you go, Andre?
Thank you so very much
for calling in. And let's go to Dave, who's been hanging on the line there in Illinois. And our telephone number is 800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Dr. Stan. Got a couple comments to make. In my opinion, this war in Iraq has got nothing to do with terrorism. That's a bunch of hogwash. This war, our guys are fighting for the world. They're fighting for the New World Order. They're fighting for the New World Order. They're fighting for what I call corrupt, un-American corporations. Corporate, un-American. It's just disgusting. And we went in based on a big, fat lie. We're still there based on a big, fat lie. And, you know, if what really gets me, Dr. Stan, is, you know, we are not a government for the people, by the people anymore. Look at what King Bush is doing. You know, the war is up. It's all up to him. Congress is just abrogated. It's all up to the king, you know. The people have no say at all. It's disgusting. What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think the first thing we have to do is think about voting out any congressman who's voted in favor of this war. And I think that we would be far better off if we just replaced about 400 of those congressmen. And you need to get working there in Illinois to let people understand what's going on, get them listening to our programs, help them to understand the true nature of this battle, which is a spiritual battle, and then hope that they'll get involved politically and just vote their congressmen out. We're far better off with a new congressman in there than with the old guard. Because they're all corrupted. They've all compromised themselves. And then I think we have to work to try to get Congressman Ron Paul in. He's got a wonderful piece of legislation he's introduced. H.R. 3835, that's House Resolution 3835, which repeals the Military Commission Act for all intents and purposes. And people need to pull that down and show their neighbors what is in that legislation. Doing away with the Geneva Convention, allowing torture, giving retroactive, forgiveness for having tortured people in the past. I mean, the ability simply to suspend habeas corpus, the ability to have legislation that the courts can't intervene. So if you get thrown in prison and you're an American citizen and you demand habeas corpus, who are you going to demand it to? The guard there outside your cell? Because you'd have no rights to go through the courts. The Military Commission Act is one of the most outrageous pieces of legislation ever passed. And Ron Paul has a piece of legislation. It's called the American Restoration Act. House Resolution 3835. Pull it down. Start talking about it. Support Ron Paul. I mean, we are so lucky to have a man of his courage and integrity. And he's making great inroads. In fact, I'm firmly convinced that, you know, if he had sufficient funding, he would win in New Hampshire and start a steamroller to get him nominated for the Republican nomination. Now, I'm not saying they wouldn't kill him. I wouldn't be at all surprised if they try to. Remember, we're dealing with wicked people. They killed President Kennedy. They've killed, recently, you remember hearing that story about the plane that had the 6 cruise missiles on it. There were 7 soldiers and an airman who were intimately associated with that, and they all mysteriously died. What a coincidence. Well, I think that we need to pray. We need to pray for Ron Paul's protection, because God can protect him, but he can't do it by himself. If we're going to have to pray for God's protection for Ron Paul and for God's support for this courageous man who loves America enough to risk his life for it.
Well, Dr. Stan, the way I look at it, the Republic is already gone. There's a chance we can get it back. But to me, it's already dead as of right now. Our government doesn't listen to us. They don't represent us anymore. That is ancient history. Bush thinks he's a dead dictator. And they just don't represent us anymore. So the Republic is dead right now, in my opinion. But
Well, we've got to bring them back to life. We need to rejuvenate them.
It can be revived if enough lazy Americans get involved in. But I got to tell you, Dr. Stan, I don't see any way the Republicans are going to nominate Ron Paul because they hate his guts. They hate him. So how can he be nominated? I don't see him being nominated.
We have to do is do our best. We're not called to get him nominated. We're called to do our best. And if you sit around and say nothing's going to happen, and your message is going to discourage an awful lot of people. Remember, this is a spiritual battle. It's God's battle. We are called to do our best. And you may not believe Ron Paul can get nominated. And if I was a betting man, I'd say it couldn't be done. But anything is possible with God.
That's true.
So I think that we have an obligation to do everything we can. I will tell you that when people hear his message, they respond. And he has $5 million on hand right now. And, of course, he needs to raise another $10 million. He is a very real contender. And we're moving down towards the time when the New Hampshire primary, the New Hampshire will spray what will certainly determine what happens. And if he makes a good showing in New Hampshire, they're not going to be able to ignore him. They're going to have to, you know, and I think that if they try to ignore him, then the American people realize how totally controlled the media is. So don't despair. Remember that America was totally depraved back in 1730, and then came the Great Awakening. And Jonathan Edwards and John Wesley and other ministers were out there, and there was a great revival in America. Maybe we need a third great revival in America. Anyway, God bless you, Dave. Don't get discouraged. Remember, it's God's battle. You're not required to win. You're just required to do your best and be faithful. Bye-bye, and thanks so much.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners out there that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you believe in our message and you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and either subscribe to our newsletter or get our four best tapes or CDs every month, and, you know, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. because I believe we have a unique message, because we understand the spiritual component of what is energizing the political movements throughout the world today. Now, if you haven't yet seen my talk on the Forbidden Secret, you need to get it. It's a DVD, and there's a syllabus with it, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We've just put together a great new syllabus. It's called the Planned Police State. And, of course, the Planned Police State, you can get that with a four-tape set on the Military Commissions Act or the four-tape set on the Impending Police State. We believe that this is important for you to have, and we very soon have a DVD, and we're going to make that this weekend based upon the talk we're going to give. And then, of course, we have our four-tape set, our four-CD set on The Secret Behind the Secret, which takes you into Rhonda Byrne's, I mean, phenomenal love, DVD and book, introducing people to this other dimension to teach you how you, through the law of attraction, you can manipulate the entire universe with your mind. Isn't that great? What she's really not telling you is she's putting in touch with demonic spirits. In fact, the woman who came up with the law of attraction was a woman named Esther Hicks, and she and her husband, Jerry Hicks, actually travel all over the country channeling a demonic spirit. They have a demonic spirit that, that actually Abraham, that she channels. And that's what this is really all about. And millions of Americans, of course, are getting involved with the law of attraction and the secret. Well, you want to get a four CD tape set, The Secret Behind the Secret. You want to get the award-winning DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. And then, of course, the sequel to that, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. It will simply change the way you look at the world today. And you will understand why America, of course, is over in Iraq fighting as a prelude to going to war with Iran and plunging the world into World War III. Understand there truly are demonic forces in the world today. And if you haven't ever seen our four-tape set or four-CD set, The Supernatural, that's The Supernatural, you need to get it. You need to read the book, The Beautiful Side of Evil. It's written by a woman who was a medium who, of course, eventually renounced her supernatural gifts and of course, became a minister's wife, Joanna Michelson, certainly one of our favorite guests. But you want to hear that, the four-tape set, four-CD set, The Supernatural. You want to read the book, Hostage to the Devil. Hostage to the Devil by Malachi Martin. And, of course, you can get my four-tape set at a reduced price, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. Great interviews with the Jesuit priest who loved the Lord, and whether he agreed with all of his Catholic beliefs or not, he has a tremendous amount of wisdom, and it was a privilege to know him and to talk to him, and now to be able to share his amazing stories with you. And then, of course, we have Satanic Crimes. We have the book, we have the four-tape or four-CD set, and there's so many things at Radio Liberty that we carry. Go to our website of RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And certainly look up the items there. You can watch our DVDs. We have a section on DVDs and videos free of charge. We have, of course, our radio programs. They're free there. Of course, we do hope you'll support us. But if you just want to listen, you can listen to the live programs, the archive programs, the MP3 programs. Pull down our newsletters and copy them and distribute them and try to get people to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it is a spiritual battlefield, and there are powerful supernatural forces out there aligned against freedom. We'll be back in just a moment for the next hour here at Radio Liberty.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today. and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try NightSkin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. NightSkin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try NightSkin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and of course the views of our guests. And today our guest is going to be Barry Shamish. And for those of you who don't know who Barry is, he is an investigative reporter. He's a citizen of Israel who certainly was instrumental in bringing out the truth about the murder of the premier of Israel, Mr. Rabin. And this was, what, about 12 years ago, wasn't it, Barry?
Yes, it was. The anniversary is coming up.
And of course, finally, after all these years, why, almost 50% of the religious Jews in Israel agree with Barry, and they acknowledge that his was his leadership and his information that has brought at least half the religious population of Israel into a realization that there was an organized effort by the Shin Bet, which is the Israeli counterpart of the FBI, to kill the premier of Israel. Well, but we're not going to be talking about that today. We're going to be talking about an even more incredible story, and one that is really, of course, goes right along with the general theme that we have here. Because Barry is going to tell you about an amazing supernatural phenomenon that took place in Israel between about 1985 and 1995, somewhere in there. I may be off a year on either side. But of course, part of this corresponded with the Oslo Accord, which was a plot of the internationalists to really destroy Israel as a nation. But it's a story of the return of the giants. And without further ado, pick up the story there, Barry.
Not a bad summation. It was 87 to 99.
All right.
Okay, now this is really the last of my sequences about giants. The rest of my book is pretty interesting. I wrote a book called Return of the Giants. And we are right about that. The major wave of giants began on March 20th of 1993 in a town called Kadima, and it ended in July of 1999 in a town called Gedera. So you got your dates pretty good, but we are now going to talk about the sighting of giants. Now, we've already gone through the Kadima sightings of 1993, which, I will remind you, began when the Oslo Accords were first formulated in March of that year, and when they were finally written in July of that year, these giants went away. That's a summation of a different story. Now let's hop to December 23rd of 1994, when a very different giant appeared in a place called Yitzhak. Now, people, please understand, this was a major headline in Israel. It's not a discovery I personally made, but it was a discovery I personally investigated. So that's worth like 2 pennies to the pot. Now, I lived only 10 miles from Yitzhak in a place called Beit Shemesh. Yitzhak is a moshav with, I would guess, 200 families. Now, oh, I hear the music already?
You go right ahead. I'll tell you when to do it.
All right.
Go right ahead.
Look, the star of the evening was the sheriff of Yitzhak, or in Hebrew it's called Hamefakeach, the supervisor of security for the town of Yitzhak, Herschel Costantini. He was playing cards with his friend Danny Ezra in his humble home in Yitzhak when his house shook as if there was an earthquake.
All right, fine. I'm going to let you just hold there for a moment. And we're going to, of course, bring on some new stations now and lose a few of the old ones for a moment.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues. It means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course Barry has told us that this man, he's sort of like the sheriff of this small community. His house shakes, he opens the door, he looks out, and there standing in front of his house is a 9-foot giant. A 9-foot giant. Pick the story up there, Barry.
Well, he describes his face as covered in what he calls electronic mist. He describes his appearance and his clothing as quite metallic. And when I got him, by the way, filmed three times, once for sightings, one for German television, and also a Canadian company did a whole documentary on the Giants, and I took him to meet Herschel Costantini. So it's kind of a known story outside Israel. In Israel, it was a major news story, front page news.
I mean, after all, 9-foot Giants don't just show up on people's front porch all the time.
Not 9-foot Giants that leave impossible footprints in the soil for 8.5 kilometers. But we'll get to that soon. First, let's go back to the house. Herschel looks at this thing, slams the door, and says to his friend Danny Ezra, "Open the blinds and look outside." Now, Danny Ezra sees this monster. and he faints. Now, I've always wondered about that. People don't faint that easily, and there's a reason why I'm going to talk about his friend Danny Ezra passing out shortly. But nonetheless, Herzl runs to the phone, and he phones the army. And he says, I am the Metzakeach, the supervisor of security for your seats, and we've had an incident. Send the army to the community immediately. And the army asks what has happened there, and he says, I opened the door, and there was a giant staring at me.
Yeah, I'm sure they thought he was crazy.
Oh, I think so. But he wasn't, but nonetheless, it's not a story you get every day at the headquarters. And he tells, by the way, he told his story the same way three times. I've heard it three times, so I figure it's the truth. That's one way I look for the truth. If there's no variation in the story, if it stays the same time after time, odds are that's how he remembers it. And he said, look, I fought the Sinai War, War 73, he gave his unit where he was, and the army showed up in about 20 minutes. Now, what they found were 8.5 kilometers of tracks. Now, let me describe these tracks because I actually saw them. I was there, I don't think it was the next day. I think it was the day after. Neither here nor there. The ground was just pockmarked with these tracks. Now, I brought my kids. My little girl was too young to know what was going on, but I lifted my son up into one of the tracks, and he fell right to his knees. He was, I guess, three at the time, and he was very confused by these. The sole sunk into the soil 35 centimeters, the heel about 5 centimeters, which means this giant walked tippy-toe for 8.5 kilometers. Now, I produced a DVD. Well, I collected a DVD, which is not bad. One section is pretty poor, but 5 sections are pretty clear. And in the section on Israeli UFOs, my friend Doran Rotem poured plaster into one of the tracks and then pulled out the plaster cast after it had dried. And that is one mighty big, brute. we don't walk that way, but it was the same size as a human shoe, except we tend to walk evenly, and this it walked on the soles. And this is what I saw. I stared down the tracks, and it went deep at the soles and not deep at the heels. And with the sightings crew, sightings was a very popular TV show on NBC. They sent a crew to examine Yassit's base, by the way, on what I described. But I want to tell you, they did not believe me. I recalled talking to Los Angeles, and they said, you better fax us something, or we're not going to send our crew and waste our money. But luckily, this was, as I say, front page news in Israel, so I had something to fax. They got a translator, and they sent their crew to Israel. And we all saw the tracks, 8.5 kilometers, all the way to a town called Kerem Shalom, which had a very, very busy year for UFOs to begin with. Now, just so you understand, these were normal tracks. It had a human gait part of the time. Sometimes the track stopped, and there was a gap of 12 feet between the tracks, which means literally it must have floated 12 feet, or else it could just jump 12 feet. And sometimes there was a round, call it a track, but it wasn't a track. It was the imprint of what I guess had to be a walking stick. And it went to the ground about 10 centimeters. Now, the Army, because in the Israeli media they do listen, to Army radio transmissions, and they do send reporters out when they think there's a terrorist attack. This became front page news, and the Army was asked what happened. Now, the Army could not answer what happened, so they brought in a representative of the Israeli nature reserves. You could call him a ranger. It's not exactly the same thing. There's no Boy Scout hat, and they don't guard parks and tell you to put it to your campfires or you'll start a forest fire, but it's about the same thing. Now, this ranger followed the tracks, measured the tracks, and he was asked on TV what they were, and he gave a very remarkable reply. He said, "I think, based on the evidence I've gathered, that it was a camel." And he was asked on the spot if it was a two-legged flying camel, because not only a two-legged flying camel, a two-legged flying camel that carried a cane part of the time. And he said, "No, maybe an antelope." He actually answered, "Maybe an antelope. They can jump 12 feet." And the same question was asked. A two-legged antelope, which occasionally carried a cane. And finally the ranger said, "All right, it could have been from outer space. I don't know what it was." Now, again, I went to Yitzhak, and we'll talk about my adventure there. But the point of the matter was, when I was there, there was an ice cream truck. And this happened, by the way, in Haifa, at Shikmona Beach, when you have enough people there. When I was there, there were, 1,000 people. You get an ice cream truck. It's a good way to make a living. And finally, they asked the Army what happened at Yitzhak. And the Army gave Their explanation was it had to have been done by a cult, some sort of cult. And as I noted at the time, I want to join this cult. You can have a great time. You get to dress up as giants. That's going to be fun. You get to scare the heebie-jeebies of the town sheriff. And then you get to make impossible tracks in the ground for 8.5 kilometers. Well, this is a cult I want to join. Now, let me tell you what happened when the sightings crew arrived. I jumped on the ground. They put the camera on the ground. This is in December, remember, Israel's rainy season, where the ground is very, very hard. I jumped to the ground. I stomped on the ground. I tried to get my shoe 35 centimeters. I got it a meter, 2 meters. They estimated that the creature, or whatever it was that made a 35-centimeter track, had to have weighed a ton. That's how hard the ground was. Okay? That was the sightings crew. Said there was no other way to get to the ground. It was too hard. Now, let's go backwards a teeny bit where I bring my son into your seat. By the way, I've got my little notebook in hand, and I start interviewing the people. I interview Herschel Constantine. Well, first, let's finish with his friend, Danny Ezra, who seriously just did not understand what he had seen. And he was mumbling, but he was not saying much more than, yes, he saw this giant, and he doesn't want to talk about it, and then he walked away. He was an affable fellow, but clearly he was stunned. Then I met Herschel, and you know, he was a very nice guy. And I went to his house, as I told you, afterwards, three times with three different film crews. And he was always very nice. And the story always stayed the same. It was not a long period in his life. It was a matter of a couple of minutes. But he tells the story the same way time after time. And he told me the story, but he... Oh, I hear the music, don't I?
I'm afraid you do. And so our guest, of course, is Barry Sammis. We're telling the story, and he's actually written a book about it called The Return of the Giants. And I've seen the DVD. That's fascinating. A lot of it's the footage that came from the sightings program and from these other television programs. And Barry is featured on them as they begin telling these incredible stories about this supernatural phenomenon, this UFO phenomenon that occurred in Israel. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnOnline.com. HearOnOnline.com. That's HearItonline.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course Barry told us several fascinating things. For one, that this gentleman, the sheriff, or the man who was acts as a sheriff, suddenly immediately after this is over, and his friend is fainted, Why, by the next morning, his right testicle is massively swollen. He has to go to the doctor. And the question, why would there be something wrong with his reproductive organs at that time? But those of you who have actually studied this will find that very often associated with the UFO sightings, their efforts to collect either sperm or women's eggs, there's some sort of almost a sexual fetish by these beings, whoever they are. And then, of course, there was a UFO that was filmed exactly at the same time as this 9-foot giant had appeared in the community. And so Barry goes over to the family, and the children there actually have film, an excellent film of the UFO, and you'll see that if you get Barry's DVDs. He's got more UFOs than you've ever seen before, and they're not imaginary, they're very, very real. And then, of course, the woman, the mother of the two children who filmed it, said, you think that that this is surprising? Let me show you our dog. And so tell the story about the dog and the doghouse, Barry.
All right. Now, again, people, you're not listening to a madman right now. This actually happened. And by the way, I gave my speech with these, with my UFO videos and all kinds of physical evidence all over the world, on every continent, where this happened. So just understand that there were people following this stuff who understood I had gathered real evidence of a very fantastic wave of, well, UFO sightings, for lack of a better term. But now let's go outside to the Sadon home. And Mrs. Sadon, very charming lady. I liked her a lot, and she helped me a lot. And she donated the film to my collection. I'm always grateful for people who do that. I go outside, and just ashes. And they had a sofa on the patio, which was half-burned. But first she points to a pile of ashes and says, that's the dog's house.
And there's the dog lying in the middle of this pile of ashes, and the poor dog doesn't know what to make of it. This is his dog house, and it's all gone.
Oh, you're talking about a deeply traumatized dog. I mean, it was a nice dog. It was a black dog, I remember. But it was whimpering, and it was deeply confused. Because the night, 2 nights before, its doghouse disappeared, some sort of beam of light, flashed on, to the doghouse and turned it into ashes.
But this is is this beam supposedly from the UFO?
Oh, what else was it from? The dog was driving these people nuts, or these beings, or whatever you call them, and it just shut the dog up. And, again, this dog saw its little house become a pile of ashes. And Mrs. Sadon says to me, this was our sofa. They had a sofa out in the patio. And she gives me, she says, take whatever you want. You can examine it however you want. Excuse me. So I took, you're talking about foam rubber. That is hard. I mean, it is hard now. And it's black, and it's got bubbles in it. And she says, take it and do with it what you want. I actually gave it to the sightings crew to examine. But whatever burnt the doghouse turned foam rubber into a rock-hard a piece of ash. And I thanked her, and I took it as part of my evidence. That this happened in the Sadon home, that two young boys, Itamar and Colby, filmed the UFO, and that poor little dog was just whimpering that its skull was gone, and it was looking for its home and didn't understand what had happened. And this, by the way, the Itzit UFO was a very major, event in Israel, that happened in December of 94 as the country was dissolving. People don't understand that there is some connection to the Oslo War Accord and the, well, really the end of Israel as we know it, and these UFOs, and believe me, I don't know what the connection is.
All right, fine. Well, it's a fascinating, fascinating story, and when we get back here in a moment or two, why we're going to tell you if you're interested in getting the DVD from Barry, how you can go about getting it, and you see more UFOs then you'll ever than you can imagine. We'll be back in just a moment.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today, or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and before we go on with this amazing, amazing story, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get a copy of your book.
Sure, with pleasure. First of all, the book is at a website called www.lulu.com. In the right-hand corner, it says search. Write in my name. Chamish, Chamish, and they'll get to Return of the Giants. And it's very inexpensive, by the way. They'll send it to your home, I think, for like $18-19, or they'll send it to your computer for like $9. And it's, well, it's got a 30 or 40 pictures, including the famous Ramata Chayel, alien, the only alien captured on camera in Israel. I collected that as well. So go to lulu.com and look at Return of the Giants. Now my website, the Barry Chambers website, which you can get to just by writing www.barrychalmers.com.
Is it the Barry or just Barry Chalmers?
Well, we've taken a few. The website is called thebarrychalmerswebsite.com. It's too long. Barrychalmers.com will take you there.
All right, go ahead.
Now, it doesn't have a lot of UFO. It has politics. And really, that's what I read about mostly. I don't even know why I even wrote about politics and UFO at the exact same time, but it happens. Leave it at that. Now, I'm going to leave you my cell phone number. If anyone wants to order the DVD, just dial 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605. Only for orders, please, and I'll get it to you. I'll make you a copy and I'll send it out. And if you want to write me, my email address is Chamish, Chamish, at netvision, one long word, netvision, .net, net.il, Chamish at netvision.net.il, and I'll be glad to speak with you. And now we go back to Gilgal Rephaim.
All right, fine. And for our listeners, of course, this is a spot on the Golan Heights. I've been to the Golan Heights as a tourist, but nobody ever mentioned this place of the giants.
It's not hard. If you go to the largest city on the Golan Heights, which is Katrine, they have a museum. At least half the museum, maybe more, is dedicated to this one site, the Circle of the Giants, Gilgal Rephaim. But you're absolutely right. The tourist ministry of Israel is apparently too dumb to realize that they're holding on to really an archaeological miracle. Not only do you have the Gilgal Rephaim, the Circle of the Giants, you have 8,200 dolmens. Now, dolmens are found in France, Scotland, and southern England, and a few are in Ireland. They were built around the same time as the Gilgal Rephaim, which, by the way, was started before Stonehenge. Right? It was started about 500 years before Stonehenge. And you've got an area. I have been to Egypt. I have been on the Giza Plateau. Now, the pyramids are very impressive, but the area of the Golan Heights and the Gilgal Rephaim is much larger than the Giza Plateau. Somebody devoted a great deal of effort to this site. Now, I brought Michael Heseman, a German producer of many, well, a lot of UFO DVDs and videos, very well known in that world. A nice guy, by the way. We got along splendidly. He took 4 trips to Israel. But this was the trip that really impressed him, because I arranged a tour guide, like nobody else's tour guide. I arranged the curator of the Katrine Museum to take us on a tour. And by the way, what a tour. Forgetting Gilgal Rephaim, you've got a rock there. You put a compass on the rock, and north becomes south. The compass goes crazy. Something happened there to change the magnetism in this rock.
And you actually commented that some of these rocks surrounding this are up, what, 7 tons?
Yes, to make the dolmens. Most of the dolmens were not funereal in function. A few were. They just put them up, and nobody knows why. And the heaviest of the stones were 7 tons. And by the way, in Jerusalem, right beside the Western Wall, there is a 600-ton stone that somehow they lifted. And I won't begin to tell you that even modern cranes don't lift 600-ton stones. they knew how to lift these things. And by the way, nobody knows how they did that. All right, but these, remember, the people 5,200 years ago living on the Golan Heights did not build megaliths. Not the people that were known to us, the goat herdsmen and the shepherds. They didn't do this. Somebody else did it. And the curator was very, very strict about this, that the actual residents of the Golan Heights could not have been the builders of the Circle of the Giants. Somebody else came along and did this. Now, the reasons for building this. Number one, you can only see this thing from above. Now, I walked through this Circle of the Giants, and it was kind of impressive, but then he showed me pictures from above, and this thing is magnificent. And he said he wanted to put a hot air balloon there and bring tourists to see this remarkable site, but the government said no to him, and he hasn't been able to do it. And again, he said for security reasons, they don't want people to see the Circle of the Giants. And what security reasons? I mean, honest to goodness, there are Israelis living on the Golan Heights, and there's a tremendous megalith of 5,200 years of age. What security reasons? But he says he's been having a nightmare trying to get this area, simply understood that Israel has got itself a little a piece of architecture that's every bit as good as the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, and a heck of a lot older. But there are, do I hear the music?
No, you don't hear the music.
Okay. Now, there are two cuts in the Circle of the Giants. One is in the southeast. One is in the northeast. And he said, and by the way, I read all the academic studies the man handed me. He handed me stacks of academic studies. The most believable of the studies were that 5,200 years ago, to the southeast, that was when the summer solstice, June 21st, hit the Golan Heights, and the sun, as it rose, would make a perfect beam of light from the outside of the Circle of the Giants directly to the cairn in the middle. Now, as for the northeastern slit, Sirius rose at the same time. And frankly, this is a complicated argument. Sirius was known as Ashtaroth. Ashtaroth was the god of both war and love. The Hebrew name Esther came from Ashtaroth. It's a very complicated argument. It's in my book. All I can say is just Return of the Giant and you'll hear this argument. But after I visited this site with Michael Hesman, and by the way, he was very, very impressed with us. He said a site like that you don't find in every country. And he couldn't believe he'd never heard of this site. And he said it's every bit as good as Stonehenge. That was just one reaction, but I think everyone would feel the same way if they went and saw it. And there's no easy road in, by the way. We rode in the curator's car, and I don't think my car would have taken the bumps. Nonetheless, it's sitting there in the Golan Heights, and even in Israel, they don't understand what a site they have up there. Nonetheless, I wanted to find out who built it. Now, I went to two rabbis. Dr. Marvin Antleman, who wrote To Eliminate the Opiate, really the first conspiracy book by an Israeli, well, he's Israeli now, but he lived in Boston when he wrote it, the first expose of the Council on Foreign Relations, the first expose of Henry Kissinger, and he's the kind of rabbi who is willing to accept UFOs. He said, you know what? If God can be the God of Earth, he can be the God of wherever he wants to be. If he's the God of the universe, he's just more powerful. And he has no power. He has no problem at all accepting UFOs. And then I went to my friend Rabbi Mitchell Herzog, and that was a tougher sell. Nonetheless, it works out with both rabbis the following way. The Golan Heights is in the ancient land of Bashan. The king of Bashan was Og. In the Bible, by the way, before the flood, in the Bible, Og of Bashan is dies and is buried in an ancient museum. His bedstead was 13 feet long. Now, he's a known figure in the Bible. Now, the real problem is that the they were called the Nephilim. They existed before the flood. The real problem is, if there was a flood and Noah only saved his family, how come there were Nephilim and other words for giants? Samzulim, Rephaim, and Akim. Where did they come from if they were wiped out by the flood? Now, Rabbi Herzog helped me a lot in this. He said, you have to turn to Jewish oral tradition. He said, the rabbis have been arguing this from time immemorial. Where did the giants come from that returned to Earth? Because the Bible does not explain this. And he says, Jewish oral tradition has it that Og of Bashan was a stowaway in Noah's Ark. And when the Ark landed, he had his way with Noah's daughters. And he reproduced the Nephilim and the Anakim and the Rephaim from scratch. And he said, both rabbis agreed that, number one, Bashan was exactly where, well, it was certainly part of where the circle of the giants Gilgal Rephaim exists. They say, both of them said the same thing, that, well, legend has it that the giants built the circle of the giants for reasons, by the way, I want you to know that the curator of the Katrine Museum told both me and Michael the same thing. We can't figure out why they built this thing. If they wanted to know where the summer solstice was, they could have stuck a stick in the ground and put a rock in the background, and they would have figured out the same thing without dragging the people of the region to drag 37,000 tons of loose rock to do this, when in fact you could have done the same thing with a stick and a rock.
Well, I think that people have to realize, of course, that the Nephilim that existed prior to the flood were the byproduct of the fallen angels and the women there. And of course, they were really they were a superhuman being. They were a supernatural phenomenon. But after the flood, we see report after report of giants in the land, and certainly there were giants in Canaan, which is why Joshua and his friend were the only ones who wanted to go into Canaan, and everybody else said, "Oh no, we can't fight the giants." And then, remember, of course, David is fighting Goliath, who's a giant. So there have always been these giants there in the land, and we don't know where they came from, but they may very well have had supernatural power. Would that be a fair statement?
Always, no. The last one was wiped out by David's nephew, Jonathan. It was a giant named Seth with six toes and six fingers. And that's the last time there were giants sighted all the way till 1993 when they began arriving in Kadima. But in biblical times, when the Hebrews took the land from the Canaanites, there were giants all over the place.
And so I think it's important that people understand that this is not imaginary at all. And suddenly there is this whole group of giants who are appearing in various places in Israel, and many of them are appearing, concomitant with, of course, the signing of the Oslo Accord, which was to mark the end of Israel as a state, or at least as we know it today. So pick up the story, Barry.
How much time do we have?
Well, we've got 2 minutes before we go to a break, and then we've got 3 minutes after that.
Wow, that's not a lot of time. All right. Well, I'm very glad we got this far. We've got the main points in. I want to bring up one last point during the Kadima giant landings, and that is the very peculiar story of Greta, Rachel Greta. She became kind of a friend of mine. Now, Moshav Perat is a mile from Kadima, that's all. Now, what happened there in the height of the giant landings, this was in April of 1993, Rachel and her husband Yitzchak wake up in the morning and their dog is whimpering on the floor and has had its eyes removed, perfectly removed, something removed the dog's eyes in the night. And they go, the dog died about a half an hour later. They go, I hear the music.
You're right ahead.
They go outside to their chicken coop. 37 chickens are dead in their roost. There's no scattering. It was not a fox in the chicken coop. They were dead without opposition.
And what about the sheep?
Well, go on to the sheep pen where three sheep are dead. All their blood has been sucked out of them. A hole has been drilled in their cheek from the skin all the way to the bone.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Sabbath.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Discover how affordable it can be to renew your kitchen with Sears. Choose from remodeling your entire kitchen or simply refacing your existing cabinets. Sears has a perfect solution for you and can give you a custom-designed look to match any budget. Count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free in-home design consultation. Call right now to save $500 on the price of your new kitchen. Hurry! Offer ends 12-107. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing and kitchen remodeling from Sears. Call now for your free in-home design consultation and to save $500. Call 1-800-300-8069. That's 1-800-300-8069. 1-800-300-8069. Sears, where it begins.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Barry Sammis. Well, of course, we do talk through the breaks, and so if you'd like to get the full tape, it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And we have two other tapes of as Barry tells the story of the Giants and the early encounters with them as he documents this story. Now, how do you make any sense out of this? Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there is another dimension. When we talk about UFOs, people always want to bring the subject of aliens from outer space that have come through the light years to reach Earth. And, of course, that's the cover story. The last thing they really want the American people to understand is that there is another dimension and there are supernatural beings. If you're a Christian, you believe in the supernatural. After all, Christ was born of a virgin. He was crucified and he died. And he rose again. That is supernatural. There's no way you can explain it other than supernatural. But there are other supernatural phenomena, and there are other groups out there that are in contact with these beings from the other dimension. And, of course, if you go into the background of the skull of Stonehenge, it is a temple to honor these spring solstices. If you get in, of course, to the pyramids in Giza, and you'll find out they're all perfectly oriented north, south, east, and west. And people will tell you that they were used for burial ceremonies, but we don't know that at all. Many people think this was part of the burial phenomenon or the religious phenomenon of another race of people. And, of course, the way they were able to build this was they were able to harness supernatural power to be able to lift these massive rocks simply by levitation. You'll find the same thing in South America. You'll find, of course, in Elberton, Georgia, the American Stonehenge. Of course, they didn't have to levitate those rocks in place. But, of course, this is all aligned with the North Star, with all the same material, and nobody even knows who put up the money for the occult monument that is in Elberton, Georgia, that calls for the elimination of over 90% of the world's population. Understand, there are supernatural forces. Let me suggest our book entitled Alien Intervention, going into the background of the UFO phenomenon. Certainly you would want to hear my talk on the forbidden secret, because you're not supposed to understand there is another dimension, and there are people in contact with that other dimension. And then, of course, you'll want to get the four tape or four CD set called The Secret Behind the Secret. Barry was talking about the significance of the star Sirius. Well, of course, that's the dark star. That's why, of course, need to get our DVD, The Secret Architecture of a Nation's Capital, because all of it centered around the star Sirius. And then, of course, you'll want to get the DVD, the award-winning DVD, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginnings. And let me suggest, to put it into proper perspective, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour of videos or DVDs entitled They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the True History of Modern Day, of course, music, the rock music, because many of these poor people have had great wealth and power because they've sold their souls to the devil. Understand, we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, and please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions. War in Iran? A coming One World Church? In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network.